Continue with our short Haggadah words. Avram Shor, it's such a beautiful Yisod. Beautiful Yisod. You know, so right at the beginning of Magid, we say Halach Ma'anya. We say a very, very, very famous line. We say, Kol Dichlin Yesev Yechol, Kol Ditzach Yesev Yisach. Anyone else to come in for a meal, come in and eat with us. So the whole world asks, says Rav Shor, this is when you're inviting the whole guest? You don't invite your guests when you're at the meal, you invite them before. So obviously something much deeper, much greater is going on. So Rav Shor says an amazing idea. What does Rav Shor say? Why are we saying this at the beginning of the Seder? He says, you know, it's to be able to show and to be able to show your family and your friends, show the Rabbonu Shalom, that you make decision over yourself and you're ready to be mekabel anyone and everyone. Mamash should come to your table. And even if they can't hear you, it's not for them, it's for you. Meaning you're not actually looking to invite someone there because everyone has their meal already. But it's for you to be able to scream out, to be able to show your obvious Yisrael to your family, to your friends, and to be able, and obviously to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Rav Shor says. It's brought down halacha. That the same night of the week that Pesach falls out on, the same night of the week Tisha B'Av falls out on. And he says, the Rav Shor says, that's not stam. Why was the Pesach destroyed? Because of sin is chinim. Chazal tell us in the Gemara and Yoma. And the Gemara Gideon tells us, and then Heim at Beis, the nights they have with Bar Kamsa. Bar Kamsa and Kamsa, they wanted to be invited to the meals, and he said, I'll pay you all the money of the world, please don't, right? And his biggest enemy was either Kamsa or Bar Kamsa, I forgot which one. What happened was, the Gemara says that he didn't, the owner didn't let him in the Maisa, and that's what caused the Churban Maisa Beignesh. He says, why is it that Dafka, the same night of the week, Pesach falls on Tisha B'Av falls on him? Because Pesach is the ultimate tikkun, it's the ultimate fixing of the sinus chinam, of the hatred, of the insensitivity. Pesach, it's not about just inviting people. Obviously, you should invite people before. But we're starting off our Seder, we're telling Shalom and the Rabbonu Shalom, Kol Dichlin Yesev Yechol, we're inviting the whole world. We're ready to mekabel any person in the world. Meaning the whole rest of the year, we might not be, sometimes we have tainas on other people, but starting tonight, we know if tainas on anyone could come in. So that's the tikkun. And that's why the same night of the week, Pesach falls on and Tisha B'Av falls on. Reminds me of a beautiful idea from the Chiddush Harim. He says that we can say this by Choshech when you're talking about this with the Makos, with the kids. So the pasuk says by Choshech, Shloshes Yomim, it was 3 days, Lo Kamo Ish Mitachtov, Lo Ro Ish Es Achiv. A man couldn't get up from his place, and a man couldn't see his brother. Says the Chiddush Harim, you want to know what Choshech is? When Lo Kamo Ish Mitachtov, when a person can't get up, and Lo Ro Ish Es Achiv. When a person can't get up and you can't see your fellow friend, your fellow brother and sister in pain, that zu choshech, says the Chiddush Harim, that's what choshech is. When you below kamish mitachtav, you're not able to see your brother in his pain, and you see something that happened to his family, you don't feel for them, lo ra ish es achiv, and you can't see them, you can't feel their pain, that's choshech. So what's obviously the opposite of choshech? The opposite of choshech is or. Or la abasar, right? That's the way the Gemara and Pesachim starts, the night of the 14th. Or is a mamash, it's a light, it's a lashon of bracha, it's a lashon of light, or is caring for other people. And finally, it brings me to the last idea that with this short Haggadavor. I heard this from the Turk Rebbe, the Beis Yitzchak. He quoted a Rebbe from Munsi. He says, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, beginning of Hilchos Pesach, the Rabbi Yosef Cairo names the simon of Tachanun, the simon where you don't say Tachanun. The first mamash is the first simon, Tachav Chavtes, She'ein Noiflim Apneim B'chol Chodesh Nisan. You don't say Tachanun the whole Nisan. What happens? That's only Sif Beis where he gets Tachanun. Sif Aleph, he puts in the Ramah. The Ramah says, we have the minig to have Mos Chitim. Says, of Schlesinger, quoted by the Beis Yitzchak, the Turk Rebbe, Rav David Weinberger of Jamaica States. If you're going to tell me Mos Chitim, then put Mos Chitim in the heading of the Simen. It should say, She'en Olam Tach B'chol Chodesh Nisan, V'gam Mos Chitim. What does Mos Chitim have to do with not saying Tachanun? Says the Rav Schlesinger, a beautiful idea. What's the whole inyan why we don't say Tachanun in the month of Nisan? It's because of the Kaparnas HaNesiyim. How did the Nesiyim become the Nesiyim? Right? The Nesiyim, Chazal tells us, they were the ones with the policemen in Egypt, in Mitzrayim. And all the Egyptians came and they said, if you don't get the Jews to be able to do their quota of work, you're gonna get beaten. And what happens? They didn't beat the Jews, they took the beatings themselves. And that's how they became Nesiyim. So the whole essence of not saying Tachanun is about caring for each other, is about sensitive, being caring, and looking for others' needs. And that's the whole essence of Mos Chitim. So the essence of not saying Tachanun is the Kabbanas and Nesiyim, because the Nesiyim care for every person, that's why they became Nesiyim. And that's the connection to Mos Chitim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless to take these three small ideas, the first idea of Rav Shor, Why dafka do we invite all the people if they're not going to come? Because it's not for other people, it's for us. It's a declaration. It's a declaration to the world, a declaration to our family, to our friends, and most of all to the Rabbonu Shalom. We're inviting everyone and everyone to our home. And that's specifically why the same night of the week, Tisha B'Av is Pesach. Because they're so interconnected. Tisha B'Av, we know Chazal say every other Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. It's as if it was destroyed. And the dafka is such chesed and chinam. The reason we say, at the beginning of our Seder, we want to be Lashon HaBa. Next we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, because we're making this phrase, we're making this declaration of we're inviting everyone in, and that's what the Chiddush Shorim says. Lo kamo ish es mitachtov, lo roro ish es achis. Someone can't see his brother, you can't see your brother, you can't see your friend. That's choshech, and that's the connection. I'm not saying tachanu mal zchitim, to see him, to care for other people. That's what mal zchitim is. Chiddush Baruch Hu should bless us to take these things not just to heart, but to mamash put into an ashama, to teammates, to our families, to our friends. And most of Chodesh Baruch should see the avas Yisrael we have for each other. Bizoch to truly say, Hashat ha'achal Hashana haba be'ard Yisrael bizoch to eat from the carp and Pesach, the zvachim and pesachim in Yerushalayim, 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 Tav Shana, Ein Zayin, Shkoyach.